This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Impel enhances automotive dealership customer experience with fine-tuned LLMS on Amazon SageMaker by Nicholas Gazafava, Deepam Misra, Dmitry Soldatkin, Sam Sudikoff, Vivek Gengasani, Taisha Tismindashvili, Anna Kalkidashvili, Guram Dentishvili, and Dachai Chaleds, published on the AWS Machine Learning blog on June 4, 2025. This episode also folds in public research on Impel itself, the company behind the deployment, because the case study tells you a great deal about the machine and almost nothing about the company operating it. Here is the plan for the next half hour. First, who Impel actually is, because the AWS post gives you one sentence and moves on, and that one sentence hides a genuinely interesting company. Second, the product suite, so you know where Sales AI sits in the portfolio and what else is running alongside it. Third, the case study itself in detail, the problem Impel had, the architecture they built, the numbers they got. And fourth, a short closing segment on what the case study does not say, which is the actual assignment. Let's start with the company, because the origin story is better than you would expect from a piece of dealership software. Part 1. Who is Impel? In 2011, two people named Devin Dolly and Michael Quigley founded a company called Swipe to Spin. The product was exactly what the name suggests. You swipe, the car spins. 360-degree vehicle photography for car dealership websites. In 2014, after a funding round from Stonehenge Growth Equity Partners, they renamed it SpinCar and entered the automotive market properly. For most of the next decade, SpinCar was a digital merchandising company, not an AI company, a company that made the photos on a dealer's website look less like they were taken on a flip phone in a snowstorm. It worked. In October 2018, SpinCar closed a $22 million round, led by Wavecrest Growth Partners. In November 2019, Deloitte ranked them the 118th fastest-growing technology company in North America. Solid, unglamorous, growing. Then May 2021 happened, and this is the part worth remembering, because it explains the case study you are about to hear. SpinCar acquired a company called Pulsar AI. Pulsar was a conversational AI startup building two-way chat for automotive sales, using proprietary machine learning models and natural language processing to talk to online car shoppers. And Pulsar was headquartered not in Palo Alto, not in Austin, but in Tbilisi, Georgia. The country, not the American state. The acquisition was reportedly the first foreign acquisition of a technology company in Georgia's history. Pulsar's co-founder and chief executive, Dachai Chaleds, came along with the deal, and in November 2021, Impel named him Chief Innovation Officer. Hold that thought, because when we get to the case study authors, three of the four Impel names on the paper are Georgian, and the R&D team doing the fine-tuning is the Tbilisi team. The conversational AI in this story did not originate in Syracuse, New York. It originated in the Caucasus and got acquired. In March 2022, SpinCar renamed itself Impel to signal that it was no longer a photography company. In November 2022, it bought Car Labs AI, which built conversational AI assistants for the service department, the fixed operations side of a dealership. In January 2023, it raised $104 million in growth investment led by Silversmith Capital Partners, with Wavecrest participating again. Total raised is north of $130 million. In July 2024 came the biggest one. Impel acquired Outsell, an automotive customer data platform and automated outreach company, in a deal reported at over $100 million in cash and equity. That is what gave Impel a customer data platform, and it is why, if you go to log into Impel's marketing AI product today, the login page still redirects you to an Outsell identity provider. The seams are visible if you look. And then the partnerships, which are how this company actually got big. February 2024, a strategic partnership putting Impel AI inside CDK's modern retail suite. CDK is one of the dominant dealer management system vendors in North America, so that is distribution. January 2025, a Ford Direct partnership integrating with Ford's customer data platform, bringing Impel to roughly 3,000 dealerships. February 2026, a multi-year partnership naming Impel the AI provider across TrueCar's network of about 11,500 dealers and 250 membership organizations. In July 2026, which is essentially now, General Motors selected Impel to provide AI-powered chat to GM dealers nationwide under GM's Digital Dealer Solutions program, expanding a relationship in which Impel was already GM's exclusive digital merchandising provider. Also worth noting, in August 2025, Impel made the Inc. 5000 list, ranked among the top 50 fastest-growing AI companies in America. And in December 2025, FM Capital came in as an investor through a secondary share sale. The scale by Impel's own account, more than 8,000 clients worldwide, 51 countries of operation, about 450 employees, 12 years in the market. Offices in New York City, Syracuse, Burlington, Vermont, Toronto, Tbilisi, London, and Brighton, Australia. Elsewhere, in a December 2024 press release announcing their security attestations, Impel claimed 25 billion shopper interactions and influence over more than $6.5 billion in sales and service revenue. Those are lifetime all-product numbers, so treat them as directional rather than precise. But the direction is clear. This is not a small experiment. This is infrastructure sitting between a very large number of car buyers and a very large number of dealerships. The company's current self-description is that it is the only enterprise-grade AI operating system purpose-built for automotive retail. Now, AI operating system is marketing language, and you should hear it as marketing language. But underneath the phrase, there is a real architectural claim that sales, service, chat, voice, marketing, and merchandising all run off one coordinated multi-agent platform rather than six disconnected tools. Whether that is true is not something the case study lets you verify, but it is what they are selling. Part two, the product suite. So what is actually in the box? Five main products, and knowing them matters because the case study covers exactly one of them, sales AI. This is our subject. Generative AI that responds to prospective customers around the clock over email and text, with the goal of converting an online inquiry into a showroom appointment or a live conversation with a salesperson. Impel's own marketing copy for it is, and I quote, "Sell smarter, book showroom appointments faster and close like a machine." Which, given the subject matter, is either a nice pun or an accidental confession. Service AI. The fixed operations product, descended from the Car Labs acquisition. Conversational AI plus lifecycle marketing plus a data platform aimed at keeping service bays full and customers returning. This is the your warranty is expiring, want to book an oil change machine, except conversational. Chat AI, the website widget. Always on, doubles as vehicle matchmaker and service scheduler. This is the product General Motors just certified nationwide. Marketing AI, descended from Outsell. Impel claims coverage of over 100 touchpoints across the ownership lifecycle. Merchandising AI. The original spin car business, still there, still running. 360-degree walkarounds, AI virtual booth, feature tour, video tour, F&I advantage, AI image enhancement. The company that started by making the photos spin still makes the photos spin. It just no longer leads with it. And then, layered on top in May 2026, the newest thing, VinVision AI. This one is worth describing because it tells you where the roadmap in the case study actually went. VinVision generates hyper-realistic AI avatar videos of a dealership salespeople. Each sales rep records exactly 1 3-minute training video at launch. After that, the system dynamically generates personalized videos of that rep for every customer about the specific vehicle that customer inquired about. The shopper submits a lead and within moments gets what looks like a personal video greeting from their assigned salesperson, bundled with a digital dossier. The window sticker, a Carfax history report, an interactive 360-degree walk-around, feature highlights, a payment calculator. The salesperson did not record that video. The salesperson may not know that video exists. Impel says early deployments drove a 150% lift in engagement rates, a 300% increase in appointments set autonomously by the AI without any rep intervention, and a 40% increase in showroom appointments overall. Note the middle number carefully. 300% more appointments set with no human involved at all. That is the trajectory of this product line, and it is the context in which everything else you are about to hear should land. Part 3, the case study, now to the paper itself. Published June 4, 2025 on the AWS Machine Learning blog in the Amazon SageMaker AI category, tagged Customer Solutions and rated Intermediate 200 for technical difficulty. 9 authors. 5 from AWS. Nicholas Skozafava, a senior solutions architect focused on startups. Deepam Misra, a senior advisor to startups who, interestingly, advises on ML, generative AI, and AI safety and responsibility. Dmitry Soldatkin, a senior AI and ML solutions architect. Sam Sudikoff, a senior account manager for strategic startup independent software vendors. And Vivek Gangasani, a lead specialist solutions architect for inference. And 4 from Impel, Tasha Tismindashvili, senior deep learning researcher with a master's in biomedical engineering and medical informatics. Anna Kalkadashvili, director of R&D. Guram Dentishvili, director of engineering and R&D, who began his career at Pulsar AI as a machine learning engineer. And Dachai Chaledz, chief innovation officer and Pulsar AI co-founder. So, the Tbilisi team. The people who built the conversational AI before the acquisition are the people who rebuilt it after. That is a rather good outcome for an acquisition, actually, and it is invisible unless you look up the names. One more structural note before the content. This post is co-authored by the vendor's cloud provider and the vendor's own engineering leadership. AWS wants you to buy SageMaker. Impel wants you to buy Sales AI. Nobody in the author list has an incentive to describe anything that went badly. That is not a criticism. It is simply what genre this is. It is a deployment write-up, and deployment write-ups are, structurally, advertisements with architecture diagrams. Read accordingly. Part 4. The problem, here is the situation Impel was in. Sales AI was already running, already in production, already talking to customers. It was built on somebody else's large language model, accessed over an API the post never names that provider. It says only their existing third-party large language model. Two things drove them off it, and the post is admirably direct about both. The first was cost. Quote, their previous solutions, per-token pricing model became cost-prohibitive as transaction volumes grew. That is the whole per-token economics problem in one sentence. When you are a startup doing thousands of conversations, per-token pricing is a rounding error and a blessing, because you pay nothing when you are idle. When you are doing billions of interactions across 8,000 dealers in 51 countries, per-token pricing is a tax on your own success. Every additional customer conversation makes your gross margin slightly worse. That is a structurally miserable position for a software company because software companies are supposed to have the opposite problem. Think about what that means competitively. If your differentiation is, our AI talks to car buyers, and your AI is somebody else's AI reached over the public internet, then your differentiation is your prompt, which your competitor can also write. You are, in the most literal sense, reselling a commodity with a markup and paying the commodity supplier a fee that scales with your own growth. Every serious vertical AI company hits this wall eventually. Impel hit it in 2024. The second driver was control. Quote, limitations on fine-tuning prevented them from fully using their proprietary data for model improvement. Impel had years of automotive conversation data, millions of real exchanges between real car shoppers and real dealerships, which is a genuinely rare corpus, and could not feed it into the model in the way they wanted. Their most valuable asset was sitting on the shelf. Chapter 6 of your textbook calls data the new oil. Impel had an oil field and a rented refinery that would not take their crude. Now notice what is not on this list. Not fairness, not bias, not disclosure, not consent, not oversight. The two drivers are cost and control, and that is completely honest, and it is completely normal, and it is also the entire hinge of your assignment. Hold it. Part 5. What they built. The solution. Replace the third-party LLM with a Meta Llama model, fine-tuned on Impel's own data, and hosted on Amazon SageMaker AI inside Impel's own AWS account. A word on SageMaker since it is the other main character. SageMaker is Amazon's fully managed machine learning service. It builds, trains, and deploys models on a WS infrastructure. The important word is managed. Impel did not buy GPUs, rack them, cool them, patch them, or hire the people who do. They rented the whole pipeline, notebooks for training, containers for serving, endpoints for the traffic, auto-scaling for the spikes. This is the difference between running a model and operating a data center, and it is why a 450-person company in Syracuse and Tbilisi could plausibly take on a project like this at all. 10 years ago, it would have needed a research lab. Why Llama? The Post says Llama is well-suited to industry-specific tasks because of strong instruction following, support for extended context windows, and efficient handling of domain knowledge. Translated, it takes direction well, it can hold a long conversation in memory, and it can be taught vocabulary. Note the Post never tells you which Llama, not the version, not the parameter count. A meta Llama model. For a technical post at intermediate 200 level, that is a curiously large blank. Now the fine tuning. They used LoRA, which stands for Low Rank Adaptation, and it is worth understanding conceptually because it is why this whole project was affordable. A full fine tune means updating every weight in the model. For a large model, that is billions of parameters, enormous compute, and at the end, you have a whole new multi-gigabyte model to store and serve. LoRA does something cleverer. It freezes the original model entirely, does not touch it, and instead trains a small pair of low-rank matrices that sit alongside the frozen weights and nudge the model's behavior. You are training something on the order of a fraction of a percent of the parameters. It is fast, it is cheap, the base model stays pristine, and you can swap adapters in and out like lenses on a camera body. For adapting a general model to a narrow domain, say, the specific vocabulary of trade-in valuations and financing terms and trim levels, it is close to ideal. The training environment, Amazon SageMaker Studio notebooks running on P4DE24 XLarge instances. Those are the big NVIDIA A100 training machines. Inside the notebooks, the team used PyTorch and TorchTune, both open source, both standard. The Post makes a point of this. The managed environment let Impel's team seamlessly integrate popular open source tools, which is a WS saying, we did not make you use our proprietary stuff. Fine. Then optimization. They applied a WQ, activation-aware weight quantization, to shrink the model and speed up inference. Quantization, broadly, means storing the model's numbers at lower precision, instead of 16 bits per weight, maybe 4. Smaller model, less memory, faster math. The naive version of this degrades quality because you are throwing away information everywhere equally. The activation-aware version is smarter. It identifies which weights actually matter most to the model's outputs, based on the activations flowing through them, and protects those while compressing the rest aggressively. You get most of the size and speed win with a small fraction of the quality loss. Then serving. They deployed on SageMaker LMI containers, large model inference containers, which are purpose-built Docker containers optimized for exactly this. Serving models like Llama, with native support for LoRA adapted models and a WQ quantization. The production endpoints run on G6E12 XLarge instances, which carry 4 NVIDIA GPUs and a lot of memory. And they turned on SageMaker's built-in automatic scaling, which spins serving containers up and down based on concurrent request volume. That last piece matters more than it sounds. Car shopping traffic is spiky. Nobody browses inventory at 4 in the morning. Everybody browses it at 9 p.m. after the kids are down. Auto-scaling means you rent the GPUs when the customers are awake and give them back when they are not. It is how you make hosted pricing beat per token pricing rather than just replacing one bill with a bigger one. Finally, validation. They used a WS curl, a command line tool that makes SIGV foresigned HTTP requests, meaning properly authenticated a WS API calls to measure latency and throughput and confirm production readiness. There is also a published architecture diagram in the Post showing the fine-tuning path and the customer inference path. The fact that they published it at all is, by the standards of this industry, unusually open. Most vendors will tell you they have proprietary AI and stop talking, and the whole thing was a joint effort. The post describes Impel's R&D team working across multiple sprints with the AWS account team, the AWS Gen AI strategy team, and the SageMaker service team, model evaluations, performance benchmarking, scaling strategy, instant selection, and cost discussions. Which is a nice way of saying, this was a co-engineered project with the cloud vendor's specialists in the room. Worth knowing if you are ever tempted to read a case study like this as something a five-person team pulled off over a weekend. Part 6. The results. Now the numbers, which are the reason this case study exists. Impel evaluated the fine-tuned model against the incumbent third-party LLM using what the post calls structured human evaluations. Their R&D team graded outputs from both models across the various use cases. Here is what they report. Overall accuracy across core features, up 20%. Personalized replies, from 73% accuracy to 86%. Conversation summarization, from 70% to 83%. And follow-up message generation, the biggest jump by far, from 59% to 92%. Sit with that last one for a second. 59%. Before this project, the machine writing autonomous follow-up messages to prospective car buyers was getting it right, by the company's own grading, 59% of the time. Barely better than a coin flip with good manners. And it was in production. 92% is a genuinely impressive engineering result, and it is also the number that tells you what the floor looked like. Beyond accuracy, they measured latency and throughput to confirm real-world performance. And the post lists the strategic wins. Cost predictability through hosted pricing instead of per token charges. Greater control of training and customization, which is where the 20% came from. Enhanced data security through in-house processing within their own AWS accounts. Reduced reliance on external APIs and third-party providers. And automatic scaling to meet demand spikes. Then, the roadmap. Impel says the success of this deployment established a foundation for extending in-house domain-specific models across their whole customer engagement product suite. And the R&D team is working on three things specifically: retrieval augmented generation workflows, advanced function calling, and agentic workflows. The post's closing phrase is that these will deliver adaptive, context-aware systems designed to interact, reason, and act across complex automotive retail tasks. Interact, reason, and act. Remember VinVision from part 2, the avatar videos, the 300% lift in appointments set with no human in the loop? That shipped in May 2026, 11 months after this post. The roadmap was not aspirational. It happened. Part 7. What the case study doesn't say. Right. Last segment, and this is where your assignment actually lives. The brief for your week 4 report says the case study will not focus on ethical issues and will only evaluate the tool from a deployment and use perspective, and that your job is to unpack the ethical dimensions and pick 3 areas for evaluation. So let me be precise about what does not focus on ethical issues means in this document. It means 0. Not lightly covered. Not mentioned in passing. There is not one sentence in this post on fairness, bias, consent, disclosure, hallucination, human oversight, or accountability. The word security appears, but only as a benefit. In-house processing is more secure than somebody else's API. That absence is not sloppiness on AWS's part. It is the genre. And it is your raw material. 3 sentences in this post are load-bearing. I want to read them to you exactly, because everything you write comes off them. Sentence 1. Using anonymized customer interaction data, Impel fine-tuned a publicly available foundation model. Anonymized. One word asserted, never defined. No method, no re-identification testing, no retention term, no consent basis. And consider what a car-buying conversation actually contains. Your name, your address, the vehicle identification number of your trade-in, what you owe on it, what you can afford monthly, sometimes your credit situation. Free text conversation is notoriously resistant to robust anonymization because people put identifying details in sentences, not in fields. And the customers who typed those messages to a dealership were doing exactly that, messaging a dealership. Not knowingly donating training data. Sentence 2. structured human evaluations revealed enhancements in critical customer interaction areas. That is the only evaluation described in the entire post. It graded accuracy. That is all. No fairness testing, no bias audit, no red teaming, no model card, no adversarial testing. And here is the arithmetic nobody in the post performs. 92% accuracy on follow-up generation means roughly 8% of autonomously sent customer messages are defective. At the volumes this company operates at, 8% is not a rounding error. And sales AI, per the post's own opening paragraph, handles automotive trade-in and financing inquiries, which puts an unaudited language model adjacent to conversations about credit. The report you write should not claim this violates anything. It should observe, carefully and directionally, that the published evaluation gives no evidence either way, in a domain where disparate impact scrutiny is well established. That is the sharpest observation available here, and it is only sharp if you keep the hedging exact. Sentence 3. Sales AI uses generative AI to provide instant responses around the clock to prospective customers through email and text. Around the clock, autonomous outbound, no escalation path described, no AI disclosure practice described, no human review gate described. The post does not say there isn't one. The post simply never raises the question because the question is not in the genre. Now, and this matters for your grade, because the brief is emphatic that the objective is not to find fault, give Impel real credit, because they earned some. In-housing the model was a genuine governance improvement. Moving off a third party, API into your own cloud account shrinks your data egress surface and your dependency chain. That is a good decision, made for cost reasons that had a security dividend. Say so. Domain-specific fine-tuning is defensible on safety grounds and not just economic ones. A narrow model doing a narrow job has a smaller failure surface than a general-purpose model doing everything. A model that only knows about cars cannot confidently give you medical advice. Publishing the architecture at all is above the norm for this category. And Impel's chief executive, Devin Dolly, has said on the record in Automotive News that hallucinations absolutely matter, especially in high-stakes, consumer-facing industries like automotive, where even a single inaccurate or misleading response can erode trust or create significant financial and reputational risk. A vendor saying that out loud is not nothing. So the report's honest thesis is not, these people are reckless. It is subtler and more interesting. This deployment optimized precisely the three things it measured: accuracy, cost, and control, and is silent on the three it did not. That is not negligence. It is the absence of a forcing function. NIST's AI risk management framework exists to be that forcing function. ISO 42001 exists to be that forcing function. Neither is mentioned, because nothing in the project required them to be. And one last thread for your report, which is the one you found by reading the company against itself. Impel holds SOC 2 Type 2 and SOC 3 attestations, renewed and announced in December 2024, audited by Marcum. Their chief information officer, Steve Saporta, said in that release, quote, "Security is always of paramount importance, but with the rise of generative AI, it has become absolutely mission critical." And then the entire rest of the release is about breaches, ransomware, and phishing. The company names generative AI as the reason security became mission critical. And the assurance it points to is a data protection attestation that says nothing whatsoever about how the model behaves. Their trust center, which you captured, confirms it by the numbers. Roughly 190 published controls, badges for SOC 2 and GDPR and CCPA, no ISO certification of any kind, and not one control in any category addressing model behavior, evaluation, fairness, drift, or human oversight. Product security is 5 controls, and they are a conventional application security set. That is not an accusation. It is a mismatch, stated in their own words on their own pages. A trust center is not an AI bill of materials. A SOC 2 report is not an AI management system. The standard built for their actual risk profile is simply newer than their compliance program, and that is a structural observation about an entire industry that happens to be visible, unusually clearly, in this one company. That is the case study, the company, and the gap. Go write it.